It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. This is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings, and week three of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week four, and no better place to do that than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week four, DraftKings Sportsbook, it's bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. Here's how it works. You place a $1 bet on any team, and if that team wins, you cash $100. You can't pass that up. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get this can't-miss offer. Pick any team during week four, bet a dollar on them, and win $100 if they win. That's $1 to win $100 when you use promo code KSN during sign-up for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker. We are going to do Tucker's Tape. And Ross, I tell you what, it's great that we're back talking football. I want to talk about Penn State's offense a bit. And I know a lot of the offensive talk is, are we going to have any wide receivers step up? Sean Clifford in his second year as the starting quarterback. But would you agree with me, the biggest variable for this offense is the new offensive coordinator, Kirk Soraka?
Yeah, I mean, I think at any level, Jim, there's no question that coordinators, especially when they're also the play caller, and he is, makes a big difference. I mean, coaching is extremely important in the sport of football. We see that all the time. And in particular, offensive coordinators. I mean, there's a reason why they get paid as much money as they do, because there's no doubt about it. They make a significant difference in the outcome of games, wins and losses. And there's a reason why guys like Lincoln Riley and Sean McVay and different guys at different levels are as successful as they are. I mean, think about what LSU did last year with Joe Brady. Now, part of that is because Joe Burrow is really good, but part of that is because they got a new offensive coordinator in Joe Brady who was able to get the most out of Joe Burrow.
Well, there is a bit of a comparison here. Joe Burrow, the year prior, was not particularly special. And as you said, Joe Brady came in, made a difference. In our show with Dustin, we have often made that comparison, and I teased Dustin saying he's predicting Sean Clifford will be this year's Joe Burrow. But in all seriousness, how much effect can a Kurt Soraka have specifically with Sean Clifford now in his second year at quarterback?
A lot. There's no question. Now, I thought Ricky Ronnie did a really nice job last year, so I think you have to kind of start with that a little bit. But I do think, you know, put whatever offensive coordinator you want to put in there, right? Lincoln Riley, Joe Brady, they're going to get more out of Sean Clifford. I mean, every quarterback Lincoln Riley has ends up having an unbelievable year and looks better. You know, Kyler Murray looked better than he did at Texas A&M. Baker Mayfield looked better than he did at Texas Tech. Jalen Hurts looked a lot better than he did at Alabama. So he's got a proven track record. Certainly, you know, Joe Brady, we've referenced that already. So if Kirk Soraka is as good as we think he is, he should be able to get a lot out of Sean Clifford. That said, you know, they got a wide receiver, Rashad Bateman last year is probably going to be a first-round pick. Tyler Johnson was a mid-round pick. They had a good offensive line, and the quarterback played at a high level. So, we don't know really how much of it was Shiraka, how much of it was, hey, it turns out Minnesota had some pretty good players. I do think a decent amount of it was Shiraka. I was very impressed with what they did against Penn State. Very. I mean, how could you not be? And so I think that's something to keep an eye on. I mean, there's a reason why Penn State fans are encouraged, and they should be.
What do you expect to see different in this offense with Kurt Shiraka here?
So is that what I expect to see different, or are we getting into what I would do if I were Shiraka?
Give us both, Ross.
All right, so the first thing is, I would say, number one, in terms of what I want from Shiraka, I want more awesome phrases. Did you see that phrase where he said, we're going to strike first and strike fast, yeah. Jim?
Yes, yes. I love that stuff.
I want more catchphrases. I love stuff like that. We're gonna strike first and strike fast. I love it. I want more like that. I don't even care what they are. Just make them up. Come up with stuff. I don't care, Kirk. Just come up with stuff. So, by the way, Kirk Shiraka, I think I've told you this before. You know he's known me since I was 17, right, Jim?
Yes, yes. I believe you've mentioned that.
24 years ago, I was on my recruiting visit to Princeton. He was the wide receiver coach. Kind of funny. So that's number one.
Before you go on, what kind of impression did he make on you, Ross?
Really, really smart guy. Really nice guy. We both had the Pennsylvania connection, obviously. So we discussed that quite a bit. And it's interesting because even other coaches on the coaching staff would tell me how impressive he was, you know, in their coaching meetings and stuff. Like, they knew he was legit back then. And it's interesting. I want to go through, Jim, the things I would do, because I think a couple of them Kirk Shiraka might do. Certainly, I think he's going to be able to get Clifford some easier throws, like he did for Tanner Morgan. So I think we already know that part of it. But other than more catchphrases, which I like, the other things I would do, Jim, and I don't know how many of these he's going to do. I might text him or call him and say, hey, can you do me a favor? I said a few of these things on the Keystone Sports Network. You know, I know you're not playing Kent State in the opener, but can you do a couple of these so I look smart, so I look good? But one for sure for me, Jim, is to run Sean Clifford less. I am worried about his health. They ran him a lot more last year than I thought they would. And this will sound bad, but I feel like on some level, running the it's so effective typically that running the quarterback a lot is something coordinators do when they're, I don't want to say desperate, but let's put it this way. Justin Fields did not run it that much last year, but he ran it 21 times against Penn State. And so what that tells me is running the quarterback should be something you do when you absolutely have to win the game, but it shouldn't be something you're doing all the time, especially against lesser opponents. But what happens is if things aren't going well, that's kind of the well that quarterbacks, that coaches go to when other stuff isn't working, because you have that extra blocker. So I would like to see him run Sean Clifford less in general. And my idea, Jim, is that in short yardage and goal line situations, I'd like to see him bring Will Levis in. Will Levis is faster than Clifford, or at least about as fast. He's significantly bigger. He has shown a real ability to be a power runner. He can still throw it, so there's still the threat there, but you'd be taking a bunch of hits and a bunch of contact off of Clifford. So I want to run Clifford less in general. You got three stud running backs, and in particular, run him less in short yardage and goal line and bring Levis in.
It's interesting you say that, because in a press conference during the summer, he alluded to that. In fact, I think that what he said was run the quarterback less and especially run him fewer times between the tackles. So I would assume that means if you're running them to the outside, they always have the out of bounds as a way to keep away from the hits.
Yep. And then, you know, he didn't have a tight end last year at Minnesota, really. They didn't really use it. So that'll be a little bit different for him. We've talked about that previously, but he's got to feature Pat Freiermuth. I mean, he's the best player that – probably the best player on the team now that Micah Parsons – is definitely not coming back, which is obviously a bummer. But you got to feature Freiermuth. He's playing. He's playing for a reason. He wants to try to win a Big Ten championship. He wants to improve his draft stock. Give him that opportunity. Feature him. Use him as a weapon. We know the receivers are not the strength. Split Freiermuth out. Make him the go-to guy. Make him your Travis Kelce, your Zach Ertz, whoever the case might be. So that's another one I had. That one's probably pretty obvious, Jim, but maybe not since he's coming from a place where he didn't even use the tight end. The other one I'd really like to see him do, play two running backs at a time. Get two of those guys out there at a time, whether it's Journey Brown and Noah Cain or Devin Ford. I have visions, Jim, of Devin Ford being in the slot and running those jet sweeps or those that ghost orbit motion behind the running back. You know, when you've got everything going one way and then one guy going the other way, it really puts especially that backside linebacker in a bind. So even if they're going to run zone to the left, have Devin Ford come flying through the opposite way, fake it to him going right, so that the linebacker just has to be a little hesitant. Because if he's not, then they're going to give it to Devin Ford on that every couple times. And he's fast and he's explosive in the open field. So I really like the idea of having a few packages. It's not like it's the old pro set, Jim, where you got to have two backs in the backfield, split backs. That's not what I'm talking about. Although I think you could put Noah Cain at fullback a couple times. I'm just saying get two of those guys out there on the field at the same time. And then the last one would just be play the young dudes if they're ready. And I have a feeling that this Lambert kid has a chance to be ready at wide receiver. If he's ready, play him. You know, that's what Clemson does. That's what Alabama does. When they got a true freshman who can roll, they roll with him, baby.
All right. That segment went way too fast, Ross. I still have about five more questions for you. Maybe we'll do it again next week. That's it for quarter number two in Tucker's Tape. Stick around. We're going to ask Ross.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook, you don't want to miss this. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. Pick any team during Week 4, bet $1 on them, and win $100 if they win. That's code KSN for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Profit boost terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.